Hello, creators. Welcome back to another episode of Conscious Creation. I'm so excited for you to be here today, and thank you so much for joining in this episode. If you are new to the Conscious Creation community, welcome. We are sending you big warm hugs, kisses. All the creator community is sending you love, because this is a safe space for anyone and everyone. So for today's episode, or also I just wanted to say too, I got to shout out my OGs. I love you guys so much. Thank you for being here. And you guys know how grateful I am for you. So what's been happening in my life? I never really come on and like sit down and just talk about what shifts I'm going through. And I thought today would be a great day to do that because boy, am I going through some shifts. And I feel everyone really is. But I wanted to dive into my own personal experience and unlock some things, possibly for you guys and for me as well. So, to start off, let's just talk about, through all transformations, there's the death process. There's no, like, it just happens. It's a part of the journey. And we've been told and taught in society that the death process, the feelings of depression, the feelings of dissociation and sadness and grief are bad. We've been taught to avoid them. And if we're in them, then we aren't doing okay. When actually, when we're in them, we're just in a state of transformation. And to be accepting of it with open arms, with an open heart, and say, even if I feel like shit right now, I love myself. And what can I do right now to really show myself that I love myself through whatever I'm going through right now? It's so, so, so important. And the more and more that you go through the death process, the easier and easier it gets. The more you allow and let go of control and surrender to the energies that are moving through you and dying within you. And recognizing that death is just another term for rebirth. They are one and the same. On the opposite sides of a coin. It's the same thing, just on the opposite side, if that makes sense. Like, there's the death process and then the rebirth, and that in between is the void that you have to go through. And so in my personal life, I'm still kind of going through that part, really. Lately, so let's just start from where it feels right. I have been really working on myself, as always. But this time it's something different. I am finding my power, and not only have I like found it, but once it is found, it is needed to be trained, and not training to control the power, but train yourself into being able to harness the power, the strength, the courage, the creative energy that is flowing through every single one of us. That is what I've been awakening to. And with this has come a lot of challenging times by not being in it. Just saw 444. By not being in my power has created a lot of dissonance in my life, because I would end up judging myself for what I'm experiencing. because in my mind, I know exactly where I need to go and what I need to do, but not even at the same time. But I have an idea of what that brings. And so when I'm not in that idea that I've constructed in my mind, then I judge myself. Then I would have this self-pity on myself of, I can't have my power. I don't have my power. I don't know how to harness it. I am a victim. And that has slipped in. It slipped into my experience some. And the thing is, it's not about judging that either. Because the second that you judge your self-pity and you self-pity your own self-pity, you're just perpetuating it. And so a big shift that happened in my life yesterday was I was in programming. I was in my ego. I was in I was in the programming. I'm just going to put it that way. I was in like those old conditioned patterns of being on my phone and watching TV and eating bad and getting lost, not having my awareness, not having my strength, not having my presence. And that was pretty much all day until around 5 o'clock. I sat down and I was like, wow. I looked at my day so far and I was like, holy cow, like I've just wasted all of my day on being out of my awareness, being in a hypnotic state, giving into that ego. And I sat there and judged it. And I sat there and was like, well, since I did that, now I have to spend the rest of my night meditating and doing the things that I didn't do throughout my day because I didn't do them. And I sat there and judged, and I sat there in self-pity and this victimization mindset because I didn't do what I wanted to do or said I was going to do or what I imagine and put in my mind what I should do. And I realized, like, in an instant, it was like, well, this is a brand new moment. This moment right here is a brand new moment. And nothing that I did in the past has any condition on this moment. Unless I bring it in by holding my own awareness on the past, making a condition on my reality now, making a judgment on my experience now, making a self-pity on my experience now. If I am holding on to the past and bringing it into the present, or it's not even holding on to the past, it's holding on to the idea of how my past went, the judgment of what my past was. If I hold that in this present moment, is going to put a certain frequency and perspective into that present moment. And it's going to change and manipulate and put conditions around that moment. And so this flip just switched where I was like, this moment is brand new. And I'm free from everything that I have done so far. And because a lot of it was me trying to figure out, like, my mind was going, trying to figure out, well, what did I do? What are the consequences of what I chose? And I would get wrapped up in this worrying about the choices that I've made and the repercussions of them, instead of just being in the present moment and realizing they have been made. Those choices are done and have been made, and there's nothing I can do to go back and change them. So right now, I'm going to do and I'm going to choose out of what I know is best for me in this moment, letting go of anything I have done in the past. Even 5 minutes ago passed, I let go of it. And so with this, there is this renewal of letting go and practicing detaching from your experience. And because I really see that we carry a lot of residue into our present moment based also off of what's happened in the past. And also, we try and control what's in the present moment based on what the idea of what we think our future is going to look like. And so we have both of those pulls, like pulling at our experience, pulling at our presence, like weakening and stretching out our power and our awareness until it feels like we have none, until we feel like we have no control over our present moment, where our past defines us and our future is consuming and anxiety inducing. Because we don't feel like we have any power at that point. When if you are truly in your present moment, truly in now, you realize that the past has no hold on you. And you also realize that the future has no hold on you either. You are here, you are now. And that is where your power is. That is where my power is. And that's what I'm finding. That's where my strength is. That's where my creation is. That's where my inspiration is. It's being here now. So after that point at 5 o'clock, and I had that epiphany. So I had planned on, I wrote out all these things that I was going to do for the rest of the night because I wanted to quote unquote dedicate myself to me, which I ended up doing, but not in the way that I judged myself into trying to make myself do. Because I put on here that I was going to do my devotion, which I did do that because I forgot to earlier that day. Meditation, journaling, movement. I was going to do this whole sequence to try and quote unquote raise my vibration. Because I had judged myself saying that I was in a lower vibration now. And so, what I did instead was I had that epiphany and I was like, you know what, I'm going to go have some fun. I'm going to follow my heart. I'm going to do things that excite me and seem like it's going to expand my love for this world. And I'm going to go interact with the world and see the beauty within every single piece of it instead of sitting here wallowing in the creation that I've created of how my past is affecting me and how my future is giving me anxiety. So bring nothing from your past. Bring nothing from the last moment, the last minute that you had into this moment. And so throughout that night, I went and I just hung out. I had fun. I went on a bike ride. I went on a walk. I journaled a little because it came to me. I had fun. And that was the medicine I needed to let go. And throughout that fun, I practiced the detachment. I practiced the I'm here, I'm now. And maybe that looks like journaling in one moment. And then once you feel that you're done journaling, letting go of the journal, letting go of everything that you just said, letting go of the conditions and the imprint that the journaling has put on you, fully letting go of it, coming back to your center, coming back to your present moment, and then making another decision out of that. So much, I feel, we go throughout our day step by step by step by step, going super quickly and not following what feels present for us, but following the thoughts and the judgment that we decide that we need to live our lives by. Instead of fully being present, fully being here, taking that breath that is much needed, and feeling into your body. That's another important thing. It's about feeling into your experience. Getting out of the mind and into the body, into the heart. taking that breath, coming back to your center. And welcoming what is present. Whatever it may be. And we tend, as human beings, to again put another condition on our feelings by, if I'm sitting here and let's just say I wanted to feel gratitude. That's my word, gratitude. Or you can say happiness. I want to feel happiness right now. That word has conditions to it. That word, in our minds, we have a specific idea of what that word is supposed to mean. What the feeling involved with that word should be. And so instead of just being present with what is actually being felt throughout your body, we try and control it and see certain aspects or conjure up a certain feeling within us to satisfy that feeling of gratitude or that feeling of happiness. So our thoughts are, and if you've taken calculus, this will kind of make sense to you, which if you haven't taken calculus, it's fine. But just the word I like to use is the derivative. So our thoughts are a derivative of our experience. It's kind of like dimensions, where a thought is one dimension lower than the actual feeling experience. So the thought, the word, will never actually fully embody what the experience and what the feeling is. Because the thought has conditions to it. The feeling doesn't. You could feel happiness like an infinite amount of different ways. But we zone in and we funnel the experience of happiness to one or two different feelings. And so when we don't feel that specific feeling, we judge ourselves and we try and form and control and to make that feeling. So coming back to your breath, coming back to your center, coming back to the awareness and the observation that you are not this experience, but are the experiencer, coming back to the feeling, coming back to the energy that is moving throughout your body. And that is where the power is. I'm realizing, and it's hard to even, again, to put in words sometimes what I'm experiencing and what I'm going through because of the potency of it. Because it is undescribable. Because it isn't part of thoughts. It's something greater. And so words could never embody the fullness of the experience. But I seriously, like, this is the greatest awakening that I've gone through in my life so far. The power and the strength that I'm finding. And not that I need to find it, but how to attune to it. Because it's always here. It's just we hide ourselves from it. We distract ourselves from it. We hypnotize ourselves with our thoughts. And with the present moment and being fully in it, I feel and I have experienced so far that the patterns, the subconscious patterns, the thoughts that we have that we don't even realize that we have usually, we become aware of. Like, when I tell you, like, I don't think this is emphasized enough, really, that we have so many thoughts throughout the day that we don't even know we have. They are subconscious. They are triggered by something in our environment that triggers a thought process that happens that we don't even recognize that we have the thought pattern. And then we move on. Or we keep going down that thought pattern and keep going down this rabbit hole until we get to something completely different. And then we don't even remember what we were talking about in the beginning. So then we don't even know the root belief system that is holding us and grasping us in its unpresence, in its hypnotic state. So when you're fully in it, whenever those thoughts come, not only do you recognize the thoughts, but just like that, you recognize where those thoughts come from, what belief it has, and how to break out of it. That doesn't mean it's permanently, completely done, and you'll never have those thoughts again, but you stopped it right in its track. You stopped your own karma from perpetuating in that moment. You stopped yourself from sending out an energy that is a negative or lower vibration than what you were trying to call in for yourself. A belief system that you hold, a perspective that you have. And perspective is big, guys. The more I'm like opening up to this, the more I really realize how powerful our perspective is. And sometimes it's like perspective. I will just give you an example of what I mean. So yesterday I posted a good amount on my TikTok account. And usually what happens is if one of my TikToks starts, like, I'll just keep going with the story. One of my TikToks, it was a reading I was doing, got a bunch of views, and I have a habit of going on there and checking and keep looking. And so I realized that it was starting to get a lot more views, and I was just like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. I'm so glad this is reaching people. Done. Right there. That's all that's needed. The gratitude in that moment and move on. What's the next moment? What's next? What's present for me now? Usually, what happens, and this is how I recognize this, was I look at it, I'm like, oh, that I'm doing good. I wonder what's going to happen next. Are there going to be more people? That I check it again, and I check it again, and I put all these conditions around it of, oh, well, what if I don't reach this, or if I don't have this many likes compared to this many views, then it's not going to keep going, or blah, 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 this and that, and putting conditions on my experience. And not only does that make my perspective of it, It just stops it. It stops the glory. It stops the openness and the love that is here for me. When I could have just, which I did, I stopped that time at least. I stopped that. This is incredible. I'm glad my voice is being heard by people and helping people. You know? And keeping it open. Keeping that end open so that the universe can still work with it. Because we are co-creators, and if you tie that end with your own ideas and beliefs that are turning you down, in your own belief systems of self-sabotage, then you close up the openness that the universe can keep bringing into your life. Like, just an example, this is just random, but say you found $20 on the side of the road, And you're like, oh my gosh, I just found $20. That literally never happens. I will never find $20 again like this. You just closed an opportunity for you to find another $20 down the road. And maybe even another one. Maybe even a $100 bill. And that's just an analogy, but that could be true. I literally had a dream about that actually the other night. I haven't had this perspective on it, but I had a dream that I like went outside and found $100 on the side of the road and kept walking and found another $100 and another one and another one. And then it was just like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. And then I ended up finding like 500x more dollars, like just sitting somewhere. And I was like, what in the world? But if you were to say, I would never find another $20 on the side of the road like this again, like this is my luck. Like this is all I get. You close off the abundance that the universe is trying to give to you. Because what if the universe planned to give you another $60 on the side of the road, or to give that money to a homeless person down the road, but you were too much in the idea of this never happens to me, I need this money, when really it was for you to give to someone else, like whatever it may be. When we attach an idea and a thought process and the conditions onto it, we close off to the universe. We close off to what is actually supposed to unfold in each and every moment. So When you do pick up that $20, it's a, oh my gosh, I just found $20. That's incredible. Next. Feel into that moment. Absolutely. Feel into the gratitude of that and the awesomeness and just like the, oh my gosh. Next. Let's come back to center now. Let's not perpetuate this by putting conditions onto my belief, putting conditions onto my experience. Feel it, and then center. And then go to the next thing. Feel it, and then center again. It's not feel it, which all of us live in a state of feeling, and then analyzing that feeling, and putting an idea onto it, and conditioning it, and putting this imprint on it of how it's supposed to look, and judging it, and this, and this, and this. And we put all of these. It's like we're folding up the universe in a sense, where we have this open page that is massive and for just open and free for anything to happen on it. And we experience it in its glory. And then we fold it once and say, well, I don't really deserve all of that. And then we fold it again. And it's like, well, somebody else might deserve some of that too. And then we fold it again, and we fold and fold and fold until we constrain and constrict ourselves into not receiving, into creating our own illusion and matrix. Perspective. Let it be open. Let it be of love and of miracles and of prosperity. Feel that. And then take that breath and come back to what is present now. Let go of that. Let go of what you just experienced and be here. Because now there's something new. There's something else that is about to happen in your experience. And the more that we attach to the experiences that we have just experienced in the past, the more that we put a condition on what can happen in the future. And so when we come back to center, when we come back to presence, we open up the infinite amount of possibilities of what the next moment can be. But when we have those conditions of the past, we stifle and we weaken the amount of possibilities of what our next step is, what our next experience is. I want some water. And I'm going to let that sit in for you guys for a minute. Think about that. How is the residue of your past from childhood up to the last 5 minutes of your life? How is that controlling your life now? How are you putting a condition on your present moment based off of what happened 5 minutes ago to where you are closed off to something that could happen miraculously in the next moment? Here's Saul 333. The power, your power, is in your presence, is in fully being here now. And that's another place I wanted to take this episode, is I realized that when I'm in my presence, I want to read off something that I wrote down. Me and a reader on TikTok, her patient waterfall, if you know her, Kinsey, we swapped readings the other day, and Lord, she helped me out so much. Let's see. Be fully present, because that's where your power is. It's not in thinking, it's in being. You aren't here to create from ego. You are here to create from spirit. Ego is accessed through thinking in the past, in the future, in judgment. Spirit is accessed through fully submersion into the present. We are here to create from spirit. We are here to channel spirit into our existence, into our experience, into our creation. We are not here to keep creating from the ego. We're not here to create something based off of a thought that we had, or create something based off of our past, or create something based off of our future. Again, like that's that residue that I'm talking about, where we create from the past and we hold conditions on the past and create our present based off of the conditions of that past. And the same with the future. And the judgment. Like, I would have so much judgment in my life of, I'm not creating. I'm not doing the things. I'm judging myself because, or I didn't even have that thought of, like, the judgment. But I would sit there and judge myself because I wasn't creating. And so I would force myself to create things out of the ego because I was unsatisfied with where I was in the moment and judging myself for not creating exactly how I, quote unquote, should be creating, which was just a judgment. And so when I create from that ego place, I only enhance the ego. I only perpetuate the ego more. And that's not what I want to be here to create. I want to create from my authenticity. I want to create from my own essence and my spirit. I want to create and bring down the light that I am into this third dimensional experience for myself, and so other people can witness and feel that presence within themselves. And to do that, I have to be creating from spirit. And the only way to access spirit is through the present moment, because that is all, that is it. That is. It is. The past and the future are not real right now. All you have is now. All you have is this moment right here, right now. And when you can submerge yourself into that and truly feel and dive into it, is where the inspiration is where the creativity is. is where you open yourself up to the knowledge and the wisdom that your essence holds that is ready to be expressed out into this world. And the only way that you can access that is through being in your presence, through being in this moment right here, right now. And that submersion can look like losing yourself in a piece of artwork, losing yourself in a channeled message, losing yourself and letting go of the ego, letting go of even the concept of what is present and just being in it. Because again, the thought is not the same as the actual thing. The thought of I am present is not anything similar to what it actually means for me to be present, in my presence, submersed in my presence. Because when you're submersed in your presence, you don't even have the idea of, oh, I'm present right now. Because that idea in itself is taking you out of the presence. It's a submersion. It's a divine union. And I'm seeing it as like the double helix of this just divine, true union of self and our higher self, in a sense, our true essence, our existence in this physical realm, and the existence of our eternal nature coming together as oneness. And being able to create into this physicality from the unphysical. To create our own expression through our infinituality. And you tune into it from fully submersing yourself into the present moment. What do you feel? What do you hear? What do you taste? What do you smell? What do you see? And not, again, it's not sitting there analyzing what you smell. It's not sitting there, if I see a deer walking by me, it's not me sitting there thinking, oh, I see a deer. Oh, this and that. Oh, this and that. It's being submersed in the experience of just viewing the deer in nature. Of hearing the birds. It's not me sitting there thinking, oh, I'm listening to birds right now. Oh, there's that one over there. There's that one over there. Immerse yourself in the experience of what it means to be experiencing birds singing. 444 again. Immerse yourself in the feeling of your bare feet on the ground and the healing energy that is entering through your feet into the entire rest of your body. Don't think it. Don't try and imagine it and see it in your mind's eye. Feel it. Get grounded into it. Be present in it. Immerse yourself into it. Whew. And a great example. This podcast, like, I'm not sitting here thinking, like, what am I going to talk about next? Well, did that make sense to people? Did this make sense? And what do I say after that? Or no. It's what's present right now. What in my experience, in my own wisdom, is coming through me, and what do I feel in this moment that is aligned to the message that I'm creating at the moment? And how can I co-create that? How can I synthesize that into the medicine of this podcast? How can I fully express what's coming through me in this present moment and be immersed into it and not be separate from it? That's the other thing. The ego separates. Spirit does not. It's not me creating a podcast. It's oneness. It's not me and then the words that I'm speaking to and then the podcast that you're listening to and then whatever after that. This is me. It's a part of my infinite source, God within me. Because I have submersed myself into the present moment of what I am experiencing in this moment. And allowing that to move through me. And not thinking about it, but being it. Well, I think that's a wrap on this episode. Oh, wow. Let's just take a moment right here, right now, to just even let go of everything I just spoke about. Let go of the thoughts that you're having about the podcast. Let go of the massive the ideas, the awakenings that you have even experienced throughout this podcast. It will come back to you. It is a part of you. Whatever you have experienced and you have felt truly resonates with your soul within this podcast is already a part of you. That's why you resonate with it. So you're not going to lose it. You're not going to forget it. You may not remember for a minute, but it will come back to you because it is a part of you as well. So let go of it now. Be here. Take a nice big inhale and exhale. What do you feel in this moment? What is true of your experience? And don't think about it. Feel it. Be it. That is your power. This is where your power lies. All of the creation, all of the expression, all of the inspiration, and to be inspirational is here. This is that power. And the more that you can feel into that and experience that and be aligned in that, the more and more you can create from it. The more power you will feel, and in that, you will become more energized when you may be, quote unquote, out of alignment. And it's this perpetual just giving energy that you begin to experience. You just have to tune into it. Become it. That was an amazing episode. I didn't even expect it to go there. Like, I really... I wrote down, like, a list of things I wanted to talk about in this episode. And I surrendered to the order I, like, talked about it in. I surrendered to what I completely talked about and all of it. Like, this was my presence. This was my spirit that you got to witness and feel and be a part of. 444 again. 444, yes, ma'am. So, with all of that, and with so much more, that is the end of this podcast. Sorry, I just got like a notification saying that the max recording is 60 minutes, but whatever. We still have 15 minutes for that, and I definitely will not be going on for another 15 minutes. But again, be here. And if here means that you take a couple breaths and then you journal about what you experienced through this podcast, let that be. If it's you go and dance, if it like open up your awareness to the infinite amount of possibilities that can happen in this moment right here. And feel into what is most exciting, what seems true, and then immerse yourself into that experience. And this can be challenging, guys. Challenging not in the fact of it is challenging, but the challenging part is not giving in to the chatter, not becoming attached to our thoughts and coming back to our center. That's the challenging part. Being in our center is not challenging, it is freeing, and it is home. But it's challenging to stay there, not because of it, but because of the ego. But the more and more you practice it, the more and more that you come back to it, the stronger and stronger it gets. Have no judgment for how you feel, for what you do, for what you think. For this moment, right here, right now, is completely new. And you have all the possibility, all the potential to rewrite and create what you desire within your life. How you want to feel, what you want to experience, how you perceive, how you react. It is in your control through the decision you make in this moment, right here, right now. So come back to that presence. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I truly hope you enjoyed this, and I truly hope that it was medicine for you. The thing is, I know it is, because it's coming from that place. And so I'm grateful that it has impacted you in whatever way it has impacted you. And I'm happy that it has. So, with that being said, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I greatly appreciate all of you guys. This was a long one. This one, even though it literally felt like 2 minutes, that's the immersion. That's the submersion into it, into what you're doing, into what you're creating. Submersing myself in letting go of time and space and ego and just fully embodying and becoming what I am creating and what I am expressing. And you've heard that before, like when you're in a meditative state, time goes by faster. When you're doing the thing you love, it just goes by in a blip because you're in the truest expression of your soul. So, I love you so much, and I will see you guys in the next episode of Conscious Creation. Bye, creators.